In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Charging by AIDS, the new gay on gay discrimination.
Silent Hill goes silent on Norman Reedus.
Homosexuality is a choice.
Are you Randy, baby? Check out this app.
Remember your loved one by putting their ashes in a dildo.
All this and more. Stay tuned.
Bear Podcast, 565. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Narn.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 565, and it's a Monday, April 27th, 2015.
Record on a Monday, we gotta hurry up, I got RuPaul in a little bit.
Is it tonight?
It's tonight.
Monday night?
Monday night.
RuPaul. I thought it was Tuesday. Oh, it's, okay.
Monday night.
Oh, okay. Well, we usually record on Tuesdays, but now we're doing it on Mondays for some reason.
I had a meeting up in this neck of the woods, so I was like, I'm already up here, let's just go ahead and record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might
so,
as well.
So I got to Maynard's house early and cleaned and went through his drawers and
my drawers, really? What did you see? You see dildos and ashes? No.
All I got to say, a fire plug, butt plug is a little bit much, Maynard. The butt plug's bigger than you are.
Right. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, yeah.
Okay, so last weekend was pretty much a lazy weekend for me. But I did play softball. It rained Friday night, Saturday, but then just softball yesterday.
Yeah. Did it storm Sunday. Bad up here?
In the afternoon. It did rain just a few. But then...
But it went like in New Orleans where it was knocking trains off tracks.
And oh, did you see that video too? Yes. Oh my God. Mike just sent me a video of that. Told me to look at the WGN something.
Yeah, it's posted on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, and then I watched it. And that's the street. That's the train path where, you know, Mike and I would drive whenever we go to watch a movie. We pass by that bridge, and then the strong winds really blew it over. Yeah. Oh gosh, it's really scary. And he said there was a tornado there too. So
yeah, it's been rough everywhere. Mm-hmm. And not to mention what's going on in
where? New Orleans?
The earthquake.
Earthquake in Nepal.
Nepal. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Old age thing. Your mind just goes blank.
I know. Well, our hearts go to the people of Nepal, and you know it's just disastrous about that earthquake.
I know. It's weird that one of the executives at Google was killed.
Really?
Yeah. That was one of the Americans that got killed over there on Mount Everest.
Wow.
He was killed in the avalanche.
That's scary.
And he was like young. I mean, he looked like early 30s.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be young because, you know, from Google. Well, we'll talk about age later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad. And so many people died.
I know. And they're still digging people out. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The toll keeps going up. So
okay. So, well, we lost our games yesterday. So, but we had fun. It was okay.
Yeah. Well, this weekend I went and saw a movie.
What did you see?
Went and saw Ex Machina.
Is it any good?
It is actually very good.
Wait, is it a movie, or is it the movie at home or something?
Movie. It just got released this weekend.
Oh, really? What's it about?
Well, the premise is you got like a Google type guy.
Okay, a geek.
A geek.
Okay.
He's actually pretty hot.
Okay, a hot geek. Okay.
At 13, he basically wrote kind of like a Google program.
All right. A search engine.
And it's called Blue Book.
Blue Book.
Well,
okay.
And from this, I mean, he's in his early 30s now. So from him writing that in this big, huge corporate, he has this big bunker built out in the middle of nowhere. I assume from the way it looked, it was somewhere in Alaska.
Okay.
And one of his employees allegedly wins a chance to spend a week with him.
A girl?
No.
A guy?
It was a guy.
Oh, okay.
So, and this is kind of getting spoilers of the movie, but if you've seen the movie, you kind of figured it out. But he's built artificial intelligence.
Oh, really? Is that smart?
Yes. Okay. And it's in an Android format type. And they're all, and it's a female IA.
AI.
AI, mm-hmm. Whatever it is. And that's what the movie's about. The guy goes up there and he doesn't know what he's doing until he gets there. And he's trying to prove that this not artificial intelligence.
Oh.
Based on his interactions with this android, is it real intelligence? Or is it just program responses?
It's like her.
It's like her. Well, sort of.
Sort of.
But it has a very interesting twist at the end.
Oh, okay.
So the movie is kind of slow to medium paced. It's not all this action and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's one of those more things that stuff happens and you're sitting there thinking about it and like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And because he's some kind of creative genius, is a nut job. He's just wackadoodle, kind of. Okay. Alcoholic, kind of reminds me of somebody else I know.
Okay.
That sits there and programs all the time drunk.
Programs and drunk.
But it's a very interesting movie. I highly recommend watching it. So.
Ex Machina. Okay. I should look at that. Yeah.
So, the two guys that are in it are also in Star Wars, the new movie.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they filmed this while they were doing the break in Star Wars or what, because it doesn't look like the special effects are big or high end,
mm-hmm.
but the movie itself is not anything other than it's in an incredible location, and the sets they used are just. They filmed at somebody's house built into a rock, but the sets for the rest of the place could have been any studio anywhere. But it's pretty cool. So.
How do you scale it from 1 to 10?
Say it's 7 or 8.
7 or 8? Okay.
So, it's pretty high. Of course, I've seen it in a movie theater, so yeah.
Was there sex involved?
Well, it's implied.
It's implied. Oh, I want the raunchy stuff.
But I'm not going to tell you who the sex is between.
Oh, no. It's like it's machine and person.
Well, you'll have to watch to find out.
I have to watch it. Okay.
You'll have to watch
it. There's a term for that. Animate, what is it?
Holodeck?
Inanimate. Folic, something like that. I can't remember, but there's a term for that. There's a sex term. That's a sex term. But if there's a necrophiliac having sex with, dead people, or there's a...
Autobot?
Like an inanimate philiac, something like that. I can't remember. Sorry. Don't quote me, guys. Just email me. Email us if you know the term.
Well, like anything with technology, if porn's involved, that's what's going to push the envelope and where it's all going to be developed, because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can develop a sex robot, then you're set.
Yeah. What if it's a bear sex robot?
You can get all types
of stuff. Awesome. Oh, my God. Yeah, that'd be awesome. It's like a holodeck situation, but only a robot.
Also, watch Sons of Anarchy.
You know what? I've been meaning to watch that, but right now I'm in a Twin Peaks mode right now. But eventually I'll get to Sons of Anarchy.
Okay. Well, the final season, they just released it on Netflix last week or so. So I'm starting to watch the final season.
So the whole
season.
Thing is really on Netflix right now?
No, it's over with. The series is done.
The series is done. It's just that it's available on Netflix now. Okay.
Because they moved on. The guy, what's his name? Crap. I'll say Channing Tatum, but it's not Channing Tatum. Charlie, whatever his name was.
Just that guy.
Yeah. He's filming King Arthur now.
Oh, okay.
The guy that, Tully or whatever his name is, that wrote Sons of Anarchy is now doing a TV show about King Arthur, and he moved over to Charlie Hunnam.
Okay, okay.
Is over there playing King Arthur now. Mm. So.
He's really good. Okay. So, yeah. Netflix. He's your friend right now. It's my friend right now, because I've been watching lots of Netflix lately. Okay, so we have some topics here about about ageism, about ageists, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
So is it okay to only charge people over 40 years old at a gay event? Well, we know the answer to this, of course.
Well, we'll see. We'll decide if it's the right answer or not.
Really? Okay. So from Instinct magazine. This is from Instinct. Okay. So LGBT organizations Impulse Group South Florida is under fire after hosting a highly publicized pool party event titled Get Wet at the recently renovated Vagabond Hotel in Miami, where they imposed a very controversial entry fee. If you are over 40 years old, you have to pay. So what do you think? it's just crazy. Okay, so according to South Florida Gay News, those wishing to attend the event who were under the age of 40 were admitted free into the Vagabond Hotel. If you are over 41, you're 41 and older, then you have to do a $50 donation to the group. So, well, $50 donation. If it's a donation, I don't know. It's kind of a discrimination. So, needless to say, this decision to charge older members of the community while letting younger gays party for free didn't go over well. And Ed Stevens writes in an email to SFGN, "I'm amazed at the invite I just received. Free admission up to 40 years of age and $50 over 40. In addition to whether this is even legal, it's a shocking and blatant attempt to exclude mature people and another instance of how people in our community should know better given the discrimination and judgments we face in the mainstream world. And I was looking forward to going back to this beautiful restored landmark." Yeah, I guess Vagabond is a big, big landmark there in Miami. Okay, so let's discuss this. Well, their reasoning, this is when we read the article, the reasoning of doing this is because they want to encourage the younger people to come over, and probably they assume that people who are over 40 has more money and they would encourage younger people to be involved. Yeah, so what? I mean, I think it's wrong. I mean,
Are they doing that? Or are they just trying to say, you just want young, beautiful people here?
Yeah, it goes different ways. There are many ways to look at it. But yeah, it turns out that, you know, they're encouraging these beautiful people to come over
and join them. So if you're under 40, you're beautiful. If you're over 40, nobody wants to deal with you because you're old as hell.
Yeah.
And you got to pay to play.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, I don't know, even if you say discounts, let's say the younger ones have discounts, it's still no. I mean.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Senior citizens get discounts, and this is reverse of that. You don't get a senior citizen discount. You get a discount for being younger and prettier. Well, not necessarily pretty. I mean, you can be young and ugly too. But that whole thing where, you know, usually as you get older, you get discounts because you're older and you become more on a fixed income.
This is the reverse.
Mm. But what if they just didn't stop at age discrimination? What if it was a party and that only bottoms had to pay to come to?
All right. So they'll be rich because there's so many bottoms in the world right now.
That's right.
Yeah. It's I don't know. That's still discrimination for
tough. It's still discrimination. But it'd be like having a chaser event and only the bears have to pay.
Yes. Or the chasers go free, come in free, and the bears.
Well, that's what I just said.
The bears have to pay and the chasers have to be are free. Or the other way around. I don't know. It's just awful. I don't think it's a good idea. You should be able to. It's equality for all, and that's what the LGBT community has been fighting for the longest time. Equality for all, and then now, because of age, now you're being discriminated.
And it's kind of interesting because here in Houston, there's such a dynamic difference between. Well, most people in their 40s are usually. I can ask some of the most people in their 40s are usually established and have money. A more dispendable income.
Some.
Unless you're me. Mm-hmm. But in Houston, it's a kind of different switch to that because a lot of the gay kids here come from a lot of money.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot
oil
of
money.
There's a lot of trust fund kids in Houston. Mm-hmm. They go out and party all the time, got all kind of money to blow.
Yeah.
So. It's interesting to see or that, but I think if you're going to charge for something, it has to be charged across the board.
Yeah, I mean, it's a party. So if you're an adult and you're over 21, well, for one thing, you cannot go in if you're less, you know, you cannot drink, or you can do that probably over 21, 21 and over bar or 21 and over event, just like many barons right now. So yeah, you have the kids just running around free and then the older ones get to pay. I don't think it's right. It should be equality for all.
Yeah, it should be equality for all. Mm-hmm. So what are they going to say next? If you're transgender, you have to pay?
Yeah. Well, as long as they're young. No. As they're well, in this case, no.
Yeah. So.
No, but because their selling point in this one is they're encouraging the younger ones to attend the party and probably blow their money into drinks or whatever, but then for entrance fees, for who are older, they get to they charge older. Yeah, it's still discrimination.
Yeah, it's still discrimination.
No matter how you twist it, we would like to encourage, but you're discouraging.
But I guarantee you, who was probably in charge of this was a younger person.
Yeah, most probably. Who doesn't want older people?
Don't
want
to be all leached on by some old, dirty, old gay bear man.
Yeah,
not that I know any, but
yeah, you could really, I don't know, you could really twist it around. I mean, there are many excuses for saying such.
But things. It also goes against that thing. At gay events, they don't like straight people to come to.
Well, that's true. Like, it happens to some bars.
We have a very similar. Well, like they don't want drag queens in leather bars.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big argument against that in some communities. Like Bear Watch, people got upset because a woman registered
and really? Came to Bear yeah, Watch. I remember that
a couple years ago because her husband came.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, "Why is there a woman here?" I'm like, "Well, she registered and paid for her admission."
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Can you let her in?" I said, "Well, if you want to pay for the lawsuit saying that we discriminated against her, you go for it, brother. Okay. If you'll write the check for that right there, we'll go right ahead and tell her to get out."
Yeah.
So,
events, yeah, bear runs. Although I haven't, that's the first time I've ever seen a woman join us for Bear Watch.
Yeah.
And like any other event.
But I know there's got to be other events that gays love to bring their fag hags with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They show up too.
Yeah.
Bunnies on the Bayou usually has a bunch of them.
Yeah. But of course, they have to, like in Bear Watch and some events, some bear events maybe, you know, if women come, do join them. Of course, the gay guys would probably be uncomfortable, especially if it's clothing optional event. Well, what would happen if the women? Yeah, I guess free for all, right?
Clothing optional.
Yeah.
And, well, let's face it, some bears, there ain't much difference between looking at a woman and a man.
Yeah, okay.
Because they both got big boobs.
Yeah, well,
actually, I've seen some bears with bigger boobs than most women, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about true. What you're into and how your titties roll.
Moves.
All right, so let us know what you think. What do you think? Is it true age discrimination, or should that be allowed? Is it because somebody's older, or their bottoms, or tops, or where should we draw the line on this one? Mm-hmm. So, let us know.
Okay.
All right, moving on to entertainment. Our next little entertainment is about a video game. And this is one of the few video games that I've ever played.
You never played?
That I've played.
You played before, okay.
I played before.
Really? You played this game?
I played this game before. Back a long, long time ago when it first came out. Well, actually, I played the second rendition of it when it came out on Xbox.
Oh, okay.
So I think originally it was on PlayStation. And then there was a new version of PlayStation. But we bought the Xbox.
You can only play the Xbox version.
So that came out on the Xbox, so we played it. Now, I'm not a big game player because I'm not coordinated enough. But with this one, I could sit down, and my partner at the time would do the running around, and I'd be like, "Stop, stop, stop, go back, you missed something." Or he'd be like running in a room and look around and be like, "Nope, go back. And there'd be crap everywhere to go pick up and find, and notes and keys and all the little stuff. So this is what I liked about Silent Hill. And not only that, I also couldn't play it at night because it just freaked me the fuck out.
Oh, because it's got scary stuff.
It gets scary. And if you've ever seen the movie where it just does that transition, and it's creepy as hell. Okay. It's just creepy as hell. But here's the news on Silent Hill. Silent Hill's canceled. Konami, is that how you say it? Konami?
Konami. Yeah.
Confirms. Konami is committed to new Silent Hill titles. However, the embryonic Silent Hills project developed with Guillermo del Toro, featuring the likeness of Norman Reedus, will not be continued, according to the statement provided to Polygon. Confirmation of the cancellation comes after a weekend comments from those directly involved with the game saying it's dead. Saturday night, the director, Guillermo del Toro, who had been co-directing the game with Hideo Kojima, is said to have told attendees at a film festival in San Francisco that Silent Hills is not going to happen, according to an attendee by Twitter. Del Toro's assistant retweeted that and then made other comments indicating the project was being shelved. Sunday, Norman Reedus, the Walking Dead actor playing Silent Hill's protagonist, echoed the sentiment on his own Twitter. Both comments came after news hit Friday that PT, the game's playable teaser, would be pulled from PlayStation Network on April 30th, another sign pointing to a strange breakup between Konami and Hideo Kojima, who was collaborating with Del Toro on directing Silent Hill.
So you're saying... So this says pretty much that everything about Silent Hill will be discontinued.
Well, the thing, Del Toro had picked it up and was doing or directing a game version of it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Using Norman Reedus.
Yes.
And it was a big thing like last year or something when people started talking about it, but now they've shelved it.
Yeah. All right.
But Konami, I think, only has one other game in play right now, so I don't know if they're breaking off from them or going and doing something else. So anyway. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a gamer,
if you play Silent Hill, let me know what you think. Because I played the original version, I've seen the movies, and I think it's a great game. It's just I hadn't had any game player for years now to play anything on, or the latest version on. So,
okay, let's talk about Men Without Penises. Well, it's actually Men Without a Penis. I kind of feel sorry for this guy. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's happy. Maybe he is happy. So, Man Without the Penis. This should have been a bizarre. This should have been a second bizarre.
So, yeah, but this is an entertainment thing.
Oh, it's entertainment now. Okay. So, Man Without a Penis, who has bedded 100 women, speaks out, "I am sick of living a lie." Yeah. I'm sure if you're bedding women, they would know, right? Yeah. So, Andrew Wardle, 4 years old, from Greater Manchester.
He wouldn't get charged if he went to the party.
Why? Because he doesn't 40. Have... He's 40. Oh yeah, he's on the verge. He said that he has bedded over 100 women, despite the fact that Andrew Wardle doesn't have a penis. So Andrew has revealed all about his life in TLC's "The Man with No Penis," which seems he sees him confess his lifelong secrets to friends and family. I'm sure family knows at this point.
Well, not necessarily. That. Maybe your mom, but I doubt she'd go tell everybody. Some moms would go tell, "Oh, he ain't got a penis."
Yeah. Including his unsuspecting long-term girlfriend, Phaedra, and investigates life-changing surgery that could give him a fully functioning penis built from the skin, blood vessels, and nerves on his arm. Filmed over 12 months, viewers will discover how Andrew's rare birth condition left him with testicles but no penis. And how he kept it a secret from his lovers. How do you do that? How do you even see?
Well, maybe you don't do penetrative sex. Maybe you don't do oral. Maybe you don't do oral on the females.
Maybe she just does.
Or you use toys on them.
Maybe toys. She just doesn't have intercourse with them. Just really all oral. So okay. So I guess it is difficult to explain.
Or maybe
to a new
he's got
girlfriend.
A strap on that he uses. That
yeah.
It's just like, oh, you can't cut the lights on.
Turn the lights off, and then I'll secretly. Yeah. What's that? That's the
because women wear strap. Like I've seen lesbians at parties wearing strap-ons before.
Really,
up under their pants and stuff. So, like if they're doing like a king drag or something like that, so it looks like they got a big penis or something.
Drag kings,
yeah, drag kings, whatever it's called.
So it is difficult to explain to a new girlfriend, but when I have been really nice about it, but I was punched in the face once when I told the girl, "Really? Poor guy." Yeah, okay. So I guess she was angry as she felt like I had lied, but it's not something you can say right away. Yeah, of course not. So after 40 years of secrecy, Andrew decides to reveal the truth on national TV that I have no dick. That's what he said, probably practically. So he's sick of hiding it. And he has got his operation. So if the operation is successful, we'll have a fully functioning penis for the first time in his life. Really? Can you do that? And people, you can reconstruct a penis?
They do it when people change sex all the time.
Yeah, but...
I mean, they take a piece of the clitoris and pull it out and redo it and make a penis.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just that... How do you have a shaft? I mean, you don't have muscle there.
Oh, they're building one.
They're building one?
They might have to have a pump or something. You'll have to watch the TV show to see.
I have to watch this now. Okay, so Andrew has made the news before, most notably when he appeared on this morning to talk about this issue. My first girlfriend was really nice and understanding. And we went out for 4 years, and it was not a problem. It may have been if we were together in the future, but we were only 15, so it wasn't. So it's going to be on Thursday. Oh, June 11th, 10 p.m. on TLC UK. Okay. Yeah.
So you'll have to torrent it.
I'm going to torrent it?
Well, it's going to be on the UK. I don't know how long, if they're going to bring it to the US. But
I do not torrent. I don't know. I do evaluate.
Well, I know your friends torrent, and they'll have to torrent for you and send it to you.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a UK. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean,
it'll probably show up over here. It'd be interesting.
So, does that mean he doesn't ejaculate?
Apparently not. I mean, if he doesn't have a penis,
how do you stimulate it? Well, there is a way if you know through the ass. If you rub the prostate,
there's no shaft or anything. There might just be a hole.
Yeah. So it's like It's like a slit. It's like the same guy. Remember, well, we had a story about that guy who was very, he's a bear, daddy bear and everything, but he doesn't have balls in the dick at all.
Well, he had his penis cut off.
Yeah, he had his penis cut off. I mean, you know, he doesn't want any.
Yeah. And maybe by the end of this, maybe they're doing one of those penis transplants that they're doing in South Africa.
Why? Oh.
Remember? Because we talked about that where the people were doing the penis transplants because the guy's penises were mutilated because of the circumcision rituals.
Oh, yeah.
18.
Uh-huh.
So.
Oh, my God.
You never know.
Okay, so tell us what you think. Are you going to watch this TV show? I'm interested. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Gay.
Yes, okay. So yes, homosexuality absolutely is a choice. Before you say anything, guys, this is an article. I read this before.
And yeah, this is a very long article, so I crunched it down for Manny because he doesn't like to read whole articles that are 5 pages long.
Yeah, don't do that.
So I crunched this down so it hits the highlights of it, but he'll post the link in the show notes so you can go read the whole article. And it is a very good article to read. So.
Yeah, it's a good read. And to all my Christian brothers, it says here, and sisters who insist that homosexuality is a choice, I need to break it down and finally admit something. I agree with you. Yes, it is a choice. I believe that it absolutely is a choice, only not in the way that you may have meant. Far too often, Christian, when you make the statement that being gay is a sin, that what you're really doing without realizing is reducing all LGBT people down to a sex act, as if that alone defines sexuality. No, it doesn't. Yeah. So you're denying an emotional component in their lives, any capacity to feel real love or show genuine affection towards someone else. In a gross oversimplification, you're labeling a complex, fully formed human being as merely a performer of intercourse. Yeah, just because, like the guy who didn't have a penis, he can't have intercourse. But I don't know, he's dating women, but you know he doesn't have a penis. So I don't know. I digress. Why is it so hard for you to believe that LGBT people are operating any differently? So it's rather careless to treat the gay community as if they are choosing their path of orientation, because what you're implying when you do so is that they are naturally wired to be straight, but are making the conscious decision to act in direct opposition to this. You are charging them with the most profound emotional treason. So, you're thinking, people, I can't say you, because you're probably the viewer or listener of this show right now, that. Yeah, it's like preaching to the choir, right? But let's say I think that's what straight people think, that everybody's straight until then they make a choice. No, I did ask that question to a straight friend of mine. He said, "When do you think it's a choice?" He said, "Yeah, it's a choice." And so, when did you choose to become straight? Oh no, I've always been straight because I grew up like that. You know, that's how I felt all the time. See what I mean? Do you see my point? That's not how I felt when I was growing up. So does that line of thinking work at all if you superimpose it into your own life? So that would mean that you could just as easily be be gay as straight, that you could with enough cajoling and suggestion and support and prayer choose to be attracted to, desiring of, and aroused by someone of the same sex. Regardless of many Christian attempts to claim otherwise, yes, there's a lot of Christian
conversion therapy.
Yeah, conversion therapies. Two LGBT human beings involved in a committed, loving relationship are not damaged by one another. They are, as with loving heterosexual relationships, encouraged, challenged, enriched, and supported by one another. Yeah. So we can no longer ignore the critical distinction when we toss around the blanket statement about the gay community. It's time that we who claim both Christianity and heterosexuality ask some very difficult questions about what we really mean when we say homosexuality is a choice and this choice is a sin. It's a long article, but
no, it's a very long article. This is the short nut of it.
Oh, okay. So
this is the orgasm right here.
Okay. So yes, LGBT people are absolutely making a choice. They're choosing to be the most honest, authentic versions of themselves. Yes, that is the choice that we make, that people make, that LGBT people who are proud to be gay. Yeah. So it's a choice. That being honest to yourself. They are choosing to be led by the unfiltered direction of their hearts, just as you and I are. They are choosing to relent to the things that, in all of our lives, never can be chosen. The only relevant choices for straight Christians are whether or not we will treat the LGBT community as fully complex, intelligent, emotionally intricate human beings, and whether or not we will be living to examine both our personal opinions and our theology accordingly. So the choice is ours. So yeah, it's a choice for us to be honest, to be ourselves. Yeah, so there's a choice there. Yeah.
So in that note, so if a married man chooses to go have anal sex with another man, is he choosing to be gay or is he choosing to pursue a sexual pleasure that he enjoys?
So there's a question there, is he becoming straight? Is he becoming gay at that point? You know, some people...
Is there a lot of straight men out there that like anal sex?
Yeah, they do, yeah. But emotionally... So yeah, that means, does that mean you're gay? You're doing a gay act or a sex act or probably a gay sex act maybe. But
if you're having your wife peg you,
yes,
is it a gay sex act?
Yeah, pegging. Okay, let's define pegging. We had an article read before years ago about pegging. Pegging is when a wife puts on a strap on and has intercourse with her husband. So she's the one doing the thrusting and. Yeah, I mean, that's
the more pegging. Women I work with, the more common I find out it is.
Really? You know women who do that? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So what okay, in general, what do you know? What do they say?
They put a strap-on or get a dildo and fuck their husband up the ass with it.
Really?
Or spouse, or boyfriend, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, see? Pegging. I thought it's just an article. I believe it happens out there, but I didn't know it's close to
home. And I wonder sometimes if a lot of the supposedly straight married men that go have sex with men to get fucked is if they're too embarrassed to ask them their wives to do that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so I was asking a friend about this also. Is it gay if that happens? He said, no, it's not. I explained to him that it's not gay sex because you're having sex with the opposite sex. It's not even the act. I mean, gay sex is about sex with the same sex that you are.
Well, in theory, right? Any sex that is not missionary positioned by the Bible,
yeah,
is a sin. So.
So if it's doggy style, it's a sin?
It's a sin.
Wow.
Bible says missionary position.
Okay.
So, okay, on to the geek.
Let's go to the geek.
Randy new gay social networking app aims to build community. Looking for a new way to connect with queer men in your area while simultaneously building community? There's an app for that. The latest gay social networking app to hit the market is Randy.
Randy.
A platform with all of the bells and whistles on the big name gay social network apps with a few added benefits. Randy encourages gay men not only to interact beyond just geolocation, but also to engage in community building through the app's community sections. It's a primary goal of Randy's to focus on creating cities and neighborhood-based communities.
Okay, who wrote this article?
It came from the Huffington Post.
Yeah, this is a promotion, but it's okay. Go ahead.
No, well, it's an article by the Ruffer talking about the app. So they're interviewing the guy at the app.
Mm-hmm.
We see Randy as a community-driven, tailored experience for gay men to meet. Our user-centric design and multiple social functions give men the tools to interact beyond just geolocation. Randy incorporates the latest social networking tools to communicate, connect, and engage. We provide a design-driven experience that gives users more control to be open or as proud as they want to be. The user has the flexibility to meet one-on-one or in the comfort of a group setting throughout the community section. What makes this app different from other popular gay networking apps? Randy takes the next step in gay networking apps by focusing on the user experience and providing users with multiple social networking features to meet their individual tastes and needs. In addition to the UI design, Randy focuses on creating city and neighborhood-based communities. Users explore community topics specific to their neighborhood and U.S. cities. So it gives you more, I guess, so you can hone down more in your local area or in communities to instead of just like search engines.
Yeah, it's
just by
distance. I feel like this has been done before, but they're just really rehashing it. I mean, it's another app that has to do something with the community. So, okay.
So, and this one has a bottom navigation.
It's a bottom navigation?
Yes.
Okay, I'm down now. I'm going to download this.
All right. Once inside, you just can create the profile and start connecting. The bottom navigation, so I guess it's a top navigation too, allows me to find guys by location and like them, read or join in the community's conversations, contact guys privately with Messenger, and see their notification and manage a profile. For those looking to customize the experience, Randy's intuitive field of search by age, ethnicity, scene, body type, height, weight, looking for a relationship, and HIV status.
Okay.
So it breaks, I guess it breaks, gives you more search parameters than some of the normal apps do.
And it's only available on iOS. That's the mistake there. You should be available also on Android because many people are now using Android too. So,
well, a lot of apps came out on iOS first and then moved over to Android.
Yeah, that's actually the pattern for many years. But it is rare for an application to be available in Android first and then it goes to iOS because usually it is iOS applications that come out first. And I think that's either becoming a balance right now or Android is becoming more prevalent. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But as far as I know, Android is pretty much, it's a standard platform now. It's a very popular platform now, aside from iOS. And having iOS-only app is kind of especially for a community app like this, especially if it's trying to be social, you have to be around more than one mobile OS. Not only iOS, you can also do Android, also Windows Phone. I don't know anyone who has Windows Phone right now.
They have to keep rebooting during the phone conversations.
No, they don't. It's pretty stable. It's just that it's not popular.
So if you're using Randy, email us or give us a call and let us know what you think about
Randy. Maybe we can. I'm gonna install it and gonna try it out and see how it works for me.
If he gets Randy,
see, you should have told me before this. We could be doing a review.
Well, you should have read the show notes, man.
I didn't. I didn't know there was show notes about this.
He's doing it blind today.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it live. Okay. All right, let's go to the bizarre. Okay, this is the article. I laughed so hard when Ray posted this. So remember your loved one by putting their ashes in a dildo. I know, it's kind of morbid, but I guess it's one way, I guess. How do you want to be remembered when you die? And what memorial would you choose? How about having your ashes used in a sex toy so your partner can remember your more intimate moments together? So probably not the most obvious answer, but designer Mark Sturkenboom hopes it will catch on.
Yeah. So now women can, I wonder if women now can have their ashes put in a vibrator and leave and have it sent to their husband after they're dead so they can be a real pain in his ass.
Good one, Ray. That's a good one. It's created a memory box that includes, more conventionally, a necklace and an amplifier from playing music that reminds you of the deceased. There's also a scent diffuser and a gold-plated urn. But let's be honest, it's the dildo containing the ashes of the owner's dearly departed that really grabs the attention. That makes it interesting. So explaining his bizarre invention, Mr. Sturkenboom said, after a passing, the missing of intimacy with that person is only one aspect of the pain and grief. So this forms the base of 21 grams. The urn offers the possibility to conserve 21 grams of ashes of the deceased and displays an immortal desire. He continued, I sometimes help an elderly lady with her groceries and she has an urn standing near the window with the remains of her husband. Yeah. And she always speaks with so much love about him, but the jar he was in didn't reflect that at all, which is true. I mean, yeah. Just a jar. In that same period, I read an article about widows, taboos and sex and intimacy, and then I thought to myself, I can combine these themes, brilliant, and make an object that is about love and missing an intimacy. So the box called 21 grams, said to be the weight of human soul, was his answer. So that's interesting. I mean, is this available now, his services, I guess?
I think so.
It's in the UK, so yeah. No wonder.
Well, I'm sure you can ship the ashes over there and they'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say they should send out some, you know, DIY kits or a. I'm sure you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know. How do you say
or
that?
Or maybe he needs to come up with a pocket pussy.
Yes.
For the other version.
For the other version, for the street people, for the street guys.
Maybe that'll cut out on necrophiliacs.
Mm-hmm. Can people see that right now? Zombies worst. Yeah, okay. So, what do you guys think? Is it a good idea? I mean,
If your partner died, would you take some of the ashes and put it in a vibrator so he can stimulate you for the rest of your life or as long as the vibrator vibrates?
I don't know. It's kind of maybe. I'm kind of on the fence on that.
Do you like Mike tickling your ivories when you're 80?
Probably. Yeah, sure. Okay. But I don't know. I'm uncomfortable if I have an urn. I mean, I'm okay with that. So
in the shape of a giant butt plug.
Yeah, you're right. How about that?
There you go. There you go. Butt plug urn. That you
butt
can put
plug
your,
urn.
Your beloved deceased in.
That's got to be a good title of the show. Butt plug urn. Okay, so yeah, I guess that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed the articles and send us your feedback. And if you email us your comments at show@bearpodcast.com.
Or please call in and leave us a voice message if you'd like to comment on one of the topics we've discussed during this episode. That's Bear Podcast voicemail number is 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a voicemail and we will play it on the show. Please call us. Please call us.
We haven't heard a voicemail for so long.
Okay.
And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. You can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.